For all the heady heights he reached as a Beatle, John Lennon was an intensely human being. It's curious, of course, that such a pronouncement should have to be made when discussing the life of a contemporary composer, but such was the power and glory of his accomplishments that people often find it difficult to understand that he lived, tried, and died just like anyone else. There was, of course, significant magic to the man, which was far more deeply rooted in his rather ordinary suburban upbringing than any mischief he got up to later with LSD, the Maharishi, and the notorious Yoko. I've spent a lot of time just walking around John's old neighborhood in Woolton, and have come to the conclusion that, like the alchemist turning ordinary metals to gold, Lennon had the unique ability to distill his dreamy compositions from the breezy day-to-day hum of post-war Liverpool into the majestic brain candy we revere today. Standing for a minute by the shops on Penny Lane, the big red buses rush by, filled even today with Tweety-looking characters right out of an old 1930s J. Arthur Rank film. The suburban skies are indeed still mightily blue, with huge powder puff clouds which roll by in an almost imperceptible parade. The little children, too, look especially mythical with their round faces, big sad eyes, and pale skin. The fact is, it's difficult to believe that anything has really changed much since a teenage John roamed the Allerton golf course, strumming his old acoustic on his way to Paul's, or sunk down in the long willowy grass in a vacant lot off Blomfield Road for a secret make-out session with Buxom's first girlfriend, Barbara. Of all the places I'll remember in Lennonland, Strawberry Fields is definitely not only the most obviously mystical, but so clearly a place of great inspiration and respite for the young, often lonely John. Like Mike McCartney told me many years ago on a whirlwind trip to the Holy Land on assignment for my first book, the Beatles are Liverpool, and Liverpool is the Beatles. Indeed, John Lennon's receptive intelligence, biting wit, and great art have a lot more to do with the Church of England's Sunday School, Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Men, and the English Music Hall than Yoko Ono's vacuous gobbledygook, or the artist's post-Beatle, political avant-garde, self-indulgent ramblings. Even today, outside St. Peter's Church in Woolton Village, where John first met Paul, is a large sandstone monolith, thick at the bottom, then tapering off into eternity, which is inscribed only peace. A phrase John certainly bandies about in this rare collection of interviews, and one we should, of course, all do our best to honor today as well. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy the engaging philosophical perambulations of the very ordinary, incredibly complex, painfully conservative, outrageously artsy, terminally good-natured, trusting and amusing late John Winston Lennon.